This book is based on a medrash which says that there are 10 lashonos, 10 different words or different concepts in tefillah. From this alone, we already see an amazing thing. The same way when it comes to Torah, there are many different areas of Torah. There's a mesechta dedicated to the halachas of Shabbos, and there's a whole section of Shulchan Aruch assigned to them. There's a mesechta dedicated to Hilchos Pesach, mesechtas Pesachim. And there's a section of Shulchan Aruch assigned to them as well. If you need to know Hilchos Shabbos, it won't help to learn Hilchos Pesach, no matter how much time you invest in it and how hard you work on it. You'll know Hilchos Pesach, but you won't know Hilchos Shabbos. Knowing Hilchos Shabbos requires studying Hilchos Shabbos and Mesechtas Shabbos. And likewise in Tefillah, there are many different sugyos in davening, different approaches and different kind of halachas, different places where each kind of tefillah is necessary. Beyond just understanding the words and focusing on what we're saying, there are 10 different approaches to davening. 10 is a number that we find, it signifies completion. The world was created with 10 mamorois, meaning Hashem said Vayomer 10 times. There are 10 different midos or attributes how Hashem relates to this world. There are aseres hadibros. If there are 10 different ways to daven, that means that ultimate davening incorporates all 10 ways. That's shleimus. If we were to compare this to Torah, just as in Torah one needs to learn the proper mesechta to understand the halacha he's looking for, likewise in tefillah, if there is an appropriate form of tefillah for a specific need, if we don't utilize that form of tefillah, it's possible we won't get answered. The key to heaven for this particular request are only opened through the correct form of tefillah. For example, the Gemara tells us that Shemoneh Esrei was organized with 3 brachas, which are dedicated to praising Hashem, and then 12 brachas in the middle for our requests. And then we end as well with 3 brachas praising Hashem. Now, if someone, lo aleinu, has a sick family member, and as they get up to the words V'roifei Cholim, which is in the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, and Ata Gibor, the part dedicated to praise, and they say those words with great kavana, and they're entreating Hashem in their hearts to heal the sick person in their family, that form of tefillah, which would be known as Za'aka, crying out to Hashem, it doesn't belong in the first 3 brachas. It does belong in the bracha of Refa'enu. But in the second bracha, the correct approach is to focus on the greatness of Hashem, who heals all sick people. It's possible that this kind of tefillah is what's needed in heaven, to recognize the greatness and kindness of Hashem, who heals all sick people, and from that approach will the doors of heaven open and a sick person be healed. The Shulah says, the Chazal say, why do Klal Yisrael pray and they're not answered? Because they don't know how to daven with Hashem's name. Ein yodim lehispal b'shem. This clearly means things of a secret nature, but nevertheless, the point is that there is a correct approach to tefillah, where we understand how to daven in certain situations, which method of tefillah should be employed, and how to correctly relate to each method, and this is the secret of davening. This is what the pasuk in Tehillim means. Asag vehu ki yada shemi, yikra'enu ve'anehu. I will elevate him because he knows my name. He'll call out to me and I will answer him. So therefore, we're going to attempt to clarify what each one of these 10 approaches refer to, what kind of davening, and when each one of these approaches are appropriate. The 10 words which Chazal enumerate are Sha'ava, Tzaaka, Na'aka, Rina, Pegia, Bitzur, Kriya, Nipol, Pilol, and Tachanunim and Amir Tz Hashem next week. We'll start with the first one. Have a great Shabbos.